Breaking vote today in the Senate passed President Trump's massive tax and spending bill.
The Senate being evenly divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
The bill now goes to the House, where it will face opposition. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Democrats are going to do everything we can for the next few hours, today, tomorrow, for the balance of this week and beyond, to stop this bill from ever becoming law.
CBS's Natalie Brand has more.
The House Speaker is setting a goal of trying to meet the president's self-imposed deadline on Friday. Keep in mind, it's not just conservative hardliners who voiced opposition to some of the Senate changes, but also some moderate House members as well.
President Trump was in Florida today getting a firsthand look at a migrant detention center in the Everglades. Correspondent Nancy Cordes at the White House reports he's suggesting it could be a model for future lockups nationwide.
The reality is that the administration needs more detention facilities to keep up with its very aggressive deportation program and detainment program. They say they actually want about 100,000 more beds.
The site is on an abandoned airfield in the Everglades Conservation Area. There is a renewed call for the disbanding of a controversial U.S. and Israeli-backed aid distribution system in Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata has that.
Today, 130 humanitarian organizations, including some of the world's biggest NGOs, have called for the GHA for operations to be shut down, saying the foundation is basically violating all the norms of humanitarian work, including forcing 2 million people into overcrowded and militarized zones where they could be killed.
Europe was sweltering again today under a severe heat wave in Paris. Tourists were altering their plans.
Walking in the shade, we try to use the underground as much as possible, the train, just to avoid the heat, and trying to run into museums as much as possible. That's what we are doing right now.
On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials up 400 points. The S&P 500 finished the day flat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets tonight with a packed agenda. There will be discussions on water infrastructure, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license for a gas station. Council members will also consider grants for firefighter training. The meeting starts at 6, and it's again being held in the Racine Public Library Community Room. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. Wisconsin leaders have reached a tentative bipartisan state budget deal. Governor Tony Evers has announced $330 million for child care, $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, and $1.3 billion for mostly middle-class tax cuts. The plan also boosts funding for the universities of Wisconsin and is set for a legislative vote tomorrow. And Kenosha has the lowest gas price in the area at $2.92 a gallon today. The state average is at $2.96. It's down over 30 cents from this time last year. Experts say it could be the lowest Independence Day gas price since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a four-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brooke Lopez, who will will sign a 2-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and 2 future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia. And Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out tonight in New York. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-2 206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a stray storm. Hotter and more humid with highs in the upper 80s. And some storms still possible on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds. Highs of 80 to 85. Right now it's 80.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick 3 songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1967.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. 3 great songs from 1 great year. Today, we feature the class of 1967. A year when rotary phones ruled the kitchen, cars had ashtrays and personality, and your mom's casserole could win a neighborhood award. In the headlines, the world watched as the U.S. and the USSR kept trying to outspace each other. And a new car cost you about $2,700. On the radio in 1967, we were listening to Diana Ross and the Supremes and Reflections on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967.
Through the mirror of my mind, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me. And left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the
1967. It's Diana Ross and the Supremes in Reflections on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. This was their first single released under the name Diana Ross and the Supremes, rather than just The Supremes. It's known for its psychedelic pop sound, and it's a departure from their earlier hits. Well, in 1967, the 25th Amendment was passed.
At the White House, a vital piece of legislation reaches President Johnson's desk. It's the 25th Constitutional Amendment, providing for the replacement of any disabled president or the filling of any vice presidential vacancy. The president points out that 16 times the U.S. has been without a vice president.
On the radio in 1967, we were listening to The Turtles and Happy Together. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1967.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
From 1967, it's The Turtles and Happy Together on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1967. Incidentally, The Turtles are on a big tour this year, the Happy Together Tour. They're touring with Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett, The Vogues, and The Cowsills, and they're going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair on Sunday, August 10th. Well, 1967 featured the introduction of the Big Mac.
To all these special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all especially seasoned onions.
Say that again.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, onions on a
McDonald's Big Mac. Big sandwich with a great big taste that everybody's talking about.
A Big Mac in 1967 will set you back a whopping 45 cents. On the radio in 1967, we were listening to Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and Ain't No Mountain High Enough on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 67.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, 'cause
1967. It's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and Ain't No Mountain High Enough on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1967. That song was written by Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson, and it was inspired by Ashford's experience walking through Central Park, where he saw the city's skyscrapers as mountains representing his determination to succeed in New York. Well, in 1967 on the big screen, we saw The Jungle Book.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
And that's going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1967. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another class reunion. Tomorrow will feature the class of 1960.
Rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
The punch. With big desire.
sweet as the punch.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Brewers are out in New York, supposed to take on the Mets tonight, but that game has been postponed because of the weather in New York. So now there's going to be a split doubleheader. First game tomorrow at 12:10. We'll have the pregame for you just after 11:30. Second game tomorrow night at 6:10. We'll have the pregame for you just after 5:30 tomorrow night. So no game tonight, two tomorrow on WRJN.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they your elders grew high, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
Local news matters, and now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing you more of it than ever. With the biggest news team in the county, you can hear the latest on WRJN and get the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Proudly keeping Racine informed together. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to nine tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. About 1.5 million people in the state will be hitting the road for the holiday, with most construction paused, but some projects will still be in progress. The DOT urges drivers to buckle up, slow down, and check the 511 website for real-time updates. A new bipartisan budget deal in Wisconsin promises $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, $330 million for child care, and a $1.4 billion boost for K-12 schools. Governor Evers is calling the agreement a win for kids, families, and the state's future, noting that it includes the largest university funding increase in two decades. The legislature's budget committee meets today with a full vote expected tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a stray storm. Hotter and more humid with highs in the upper 80s. And some storms still possible on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, highs of 80 to 85. It's 82 right now.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her.
just didn't know I would really go.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Racine Raiders back in action Saturday night. They're going to take on the Fayetteville, North Carolina Commandos at Horlick Field. Pregame at 6:45, kickoff at 7 on WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Bad, 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 Leroy Brown. fighting. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you're tuning in and you're wondering where the Brewers pregame is, well, the Brewers and the Mets have been postponed because of the weather in New York. So two games tomorrow, a split doubleheader. We'll have them both for you here on WRJN.
If you need someone to count on, first time.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Down on my knees for you.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you tomorrow afternoon in between Brewers games on WRJN.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. In my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-di-di-di-dum-di-di-dum. We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wa-di-di-di-dum-di-di-dum. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Thank you.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The jury in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs says it has reached a verdict on 4 of 5 counts against the music mogul, but it's stuck on the racketeering conspiracy charge. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
That is the most serious charge, and it's complicated. There are 8 criminal elements. The jurors only have to prove that 2 of them, or feel that 2 of them have been proven, in order for him to be found guilty.
The judge has told the jury to hold off announcing its partial verdict and to keep weighing the remaining charge. The panel is done for the day. President Trump today hailed the Senate's passage of his massive tax and spending bill.
It's a great bill. There is something for everyone, and I think it's going to go very nicely in the House.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will do everything they can to stop the bill from ever becoming law.
Donald Trump's one big ugly bill rips health care away from more than 17 million Americans. It represents the largest cut to Medicaid in American history.
Correspondent Erica Brown has more.
3 Republican senators voted with Democrats against the bill. Susan Collins from Maine, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, and Rand Paul from Kentucky. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska was undecided, but switched to a yes vote Tuesday morning.
They chose to add more pork and subsidies for Alaska to secure that vote.
Murkowski secured help to ease some